most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Facts and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Welcome back to Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. How y'all doing? What's going on? Yo, y'all check it. It's been a long time since we talked politics. I know we're supposed to have Tamara and Greg here tonight, but we got to go with the shift of things. And the shift of things right now is politics. Don't you agree? It's been a while. Well, you all remember Felonious Monkey's been here before. How many times? Y'all love him. Y'all ask for him. So, of course, he's back in the house. Mark Turner at Abrams. I'm going to hit you two up after because you need to all sign him with Abrams. But that's a whole nother story. Hunter Cross is here. Nicole Bloom. Y'all know we had Shoutback with Nicole Bloom. Well, she kind of declined to be here tonight. And I think by her declining is a fact that maybe she's a little cowardly to come to the table and talk. So if there's any Republican out there who feels that they have the balls, they have the voice, and they have the power to speak for their party, I encourage you to call in 323-203-0815. Now, I am on neither side on Max and Friends. If you want to know about my political party and who I stand for, then you're going to have to look out for my book, which is coming out real soon. I'm not going to tell you. I'm kidding with y'all. But check this out. So, yeah, seriously, we need, if you want to be the Republican voice, call in 323-203-0815. But I'm going to tell you this. Know your shit before you call. Speaking of shit, well, you know, tonight is going to be an X-rated show. I'm almost guaranteed about that. So put the kids to bed. Put them away. All you kids out there, love you for listening to Max and Friends, but tonight's not the night for you to be tuning in. If you want to know about politics, then we're going to do a special kids segment when I get another show. But that's why I like the last hour on the East Coast. So, yeah. What is there to tell you? Everything is good. You know, life is life. We take it to the max every day. Been in South Beach. Let the rain come pouring down. It felt like, you know, there was a whole bunch of stuff with the weather going on, but we'll talk one day to Al Gore about global warming. Because remember when we had, he was one of my favorite guests, by the way, when we had Mike Horn, he's the explorer, and he kind of disproved the whole thing with global warming because he's an actual explorer and not a politician. So, you know, there's the whole bullshit aspect to that too, when politicians think they're explorers and when actual explorers like Mike Horn are out there doing their thing and reporting live from, he called in, I think, from the Antarctic, which was incredible, on satellite phone. And, you know, that was the truth being told right there. Speaking of the truth, do you guys really believe the politics, the politicians and all the political nonsense going on? Bill Maher kind of wrapped it up the other night on HBO. I wish we had that sound clip, but it's kind of hard to get. And there's a lot of you that are undecided. But before we talk about the undecided, I just want to bring up a fact real quick about what's going on. I'm for neither. If you all want to know, I'll let you all know my political belief right now so we could just swipe that under, what is it, sweep it, swipe it, whatever the word is, under the carpet. I'm a big Hillary Clinton supporter. Whether you like her or not, that's who I like. So you heard it here first on Max and Friends. I think she should run, not obviously this time, but next time, with Condoleezza Rice. We need a little bit of Oreo up in the White House. And we need a little bit of Democrats and a little bit of Republicans. We need some elephants and donkeys together. Let them mate. And if they were to mate, they would create babies that look like Condoleezza and look like Hillary. So on that note, that's who I'm for. Love her. Hillary, love Condi. I think together they would be dynamic. I always say America is the mother country. It needs a mother figure, not a father figure. But let's get back to the bullshit, people, because that's kind of what I'm giving you right now. So we had Felonious Monk. He's going to be here in a minute. Actually, he's here, but we're not going to bring him up just yet. And Hunter Cross are here. We want to know your take on who on elections 2012? What do you really think? Tweet me, at Max Tucci, all right? Let me know there. I'm interactive with y'all. If you want to email me, maxlatalkradio@yahoo.com. You could hit me up, everyone else. Oh, Meganella, thank you for getting the kids out the room. But she's my number one tweeter. I love you. I don't think I even know your real name. So tweet me your real name so I can give you a real shout out. How does that sound? But all right. So Felonious Monk did a recent video. I'll remember the Stop It B videos that he does and the t-shirts. Go get the t-shirts because they're what's up. Actually, you should be Felonious for Halloween. You remember? that would kind of be what's up. But all right. He did a video called Obama versus Romney, the no.
Hello. I'm so tired of this shit. I'm going to be honest with you. We're getting close to the end of the election cycle. I'm going to stop doing these fucking dumbass political videos. I'm going to tell you why. Oh, excuse me. Word from my sponsors. And Stop It B, StopItB.com, man. Go copy shirts, copy t-shirts, hoodies, hats, socks, underwears. Hey, I said underwears. Shut up. Anyway, tired of this dumbass political argument. And here's why. Now we just talking about old shit. You bringing up old shit. I saw the little Mitt Romney video. Unfortunately, I wasn't outraged. Oh my God, he said he doesn't care about the 47%. Well, first of all, most of the people already thought he didn't give a fuck about poor people. It's not something unusual. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But the truth is, he has said some things that would lead you to believe that he didn't. Now, was there anything in that video that I heard that I didn't already think or have thought in the past? Nah. 47% of the people are already going to vote for Barack Obama. That number may be a little high, but I understand what he's saying. Basically, what he's saying is liberal people, poor people, are more than likely going to vote for the Democrat. A lot of people think that, except for the fact that in the poor states or the states that had the highest rate of people who weren't paying taxes, they were mostly red states. But whatever, we'll overlook that. The truth is, he didn't say anything outrageous to me. Well, what about the part where he said he had a better chance to win if he was Mexican? Well, first of all, sounded like a joke to me. I know jokes. I'm a comedian. Second of all, he may be right. Now, I'm not saying that if he was Mexican, people would vote for him because he's Mexican. What I am saying is there is some outlash against the old white established politician. There is. Stop pretending there isn't. And that's a joke that kind of has some truth to it. So let's move on. So then they come out with a 14-year-old video from Barack Obama where he said he believes in redistribution of wealth. Oh, no! He is a socialist! Wait a minute. Said the same thing in 2008 when he was campaigning for the presidency. Said it out loud. Didn't say it in a secret meeting or at Loyola Marymount at some small... That's not what happened. Said it out loud. He also clarified the remark by saying, at least as much as it gives everybody a fair shot. I don't have really a big problem with that either. I'm sure if I was rich and somebody said I believe in redistribution of wealth, I might have heard it differently. But if I'm poor, I probably heard, finally, tax them rich motherfuckers, at least so I get an opportunity to work and get the amount of money that I feel like I need so I can redistribute my wealth to these fucking bill collectors. Because that's what, listen, stop calling shit what you, don't ignore the meaning of the words. Redistribute, right? That means if it's here, we're going to spread it out and move it here, and here. That's distribution, right? Redistribution means you put it here, now let's redistribute it and put it in several places of wealth. Well, in general, we're just talking about money. So I get a paycheck. That's a distribution of wealth. A redistribution of wealth means I give some of it to the power company, some of it to the car company, some of it to the rent. So guess what? All of those people are getting rich. Because I'm redistributing my wealth. Happens to everybody. Cut that corny shit out. Stop using these coded words where it means one thing for real, but in political sense, it means something else. Punk motherfuckers need to start using the same English everybody else uses. It's all a game, man. It's all a game. Nobody's telling the truth. Who cares? You're all uncomfortable. The economy is bad. The economy is bad. And when you start getting scared, you wrap yourself up in a blanket and sit there. You just want to feel safe and secure. Only problem is you wrap yourself up in a bullshit blanket. It's a blanket made of nothing. So you're comfortable, you're secure, and some stinking shit. Shit stinks. To the high heavens. And that's why, as soon as the election is over, I'm not talking about politics anymore. You know why? Because it's all bullshit. And as much as I want to be warm, I don't want to stink. Get it? I'm out.
This is Max and Friends. That was Felonious Monk. Y'all know he's got something to say about everything, so let's bring him back to Max and Friends. What's going on, Felonious Monk?
I don't know. I'm getting flushed at here.
You're like just getting pissed off, right?
Hey, everybody. It's just, you know, I'm over it. It's less about politics, and it's more about who can come up with the most outrage. Guy from the National Review told me that anytime there's a Democratic president, the Republicans get riled up. Anytime there's a Republican president, the Democrats get riled up. And the rhetoric just goes so far to the left. I'm not as upset at Romney as people probably think I should. He's not the corporate raiding, horrible human being that people are making him out to be. But the idea that Barack Obama and this redistribution of wealth thing is a socialist prop, is a socialist plot to take over the country and end capitalism and democracy as we know it, is just as ridiculous. And, you know, that rhetoric is just leads people to be confused. The only people who are feeding into it are the hardline Democrats and the hardline Republicans. Everybody else is tired of it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Everyone is tired of it. And they're all tired of this game that's going on. Speaking of games, you know, we've got a song coming up later from the Gregory Brothers. They're back with the political war game. I mean, there's so much going on. I think that's a real game. But you know what, Felonious? We got Hunter Cross here tonight. So let's pull up his mic and let's talk politics without making – how do we even talk about it? Without making sense, not sense. I don't know. Hunter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Max. Nice to be here.
Now, you know, there's so much going on. Does it make sense? Doesn't it make sense? Where do we stand, Hunter? What do you feel?
Well, I have to disagree with my friend Felonious. I think that what we saw in that Boca Raton video was the real Mitt Romney. And I think that, you know, yeah, and there's no question. Of course, everyone understands the numbers. Half the population is going to, of voters anyway, are going to vote for one guy, and the other half are going to vote for the other guy. And then there's going to be a few thousand gap in between that's going to decide it. We all understand that. But that's not what he said. What he said was that people who don't pay income tax are basically worthless slugs who are just dragging us all down, that all these rich people are having to carry them. And it just isn't so. I mean, he just missed half the population of the country is just being bloodsuckers on the teat of the government. It just isn't so. And I think the interesting thing about it isn't so much that it isn't so. What is interesting about it is that he's just unabashed about saying it. And yeah, he didn't say it publicly, and then he's been trying to backpedal for the last week or so about how he really does care about people, and no one believes him. And I think that's the part that really this is a light bulb off that went off, I think, for a lot of people. This is not going to change anybody's – not going to change the majority of the voters who were going to vote for him anyway. I've always thought that I didn't understand really this whole game. The convention to me seemed like a joke. The Republican convention was a joke. Why don't they just – they know they've got X number of people who are voting Republican no matter what. They got the dyed-in-the-wool Republicans who are never going to vote for a Democrat, no matter who it is. Then they got the people who hate Obama. Those people are voting for the either nobody, or they're going to vote for the Republican no matter who he is. They've got those people locked up. What I didn't understand was, why didn't they just try and direct a message to the people who they really need to convince, those supposed independents who haven't made up their mind? Max, you commented on Bill Maher's thing that he did this week. He hit the nail on the head with his new rules rant about this, how much time they spend trying to dissuade or persuade these independent voters, as if they're really discerning thinkers, really analyzing all the facts, deciding. If you haven't figured out who the hell you're voting for yet, then you obviously are not clued in. You are somebody who probably shouldn't be allowed to vote, in my view. I think you should be taking a test. If you can't pass a test about some basic facts about this country and where we're at, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. That's my view.
What do you think? What do you think, Felonious?
I think, well, two parts to that. The first part, and I agree wholeheartedly, I guess my thing is, I don't think anybody's opinion about Mitt Romney changed with that video. And there very well may have been. There may have been some people who thought that he was really a caring person. I think it's interesting that in that 47% number that he used, that he's calling slugs, and that's exactly what he did. He basically said that if you are a retiree who's on a fixed income and you've worked 30 years of your life, he's not going to be able to convince you to think otherwise, that you're not trying to help your own situation. So, you know, my 80-some-year-old grandmother who worked for 40 years of her life and is now retired, she doesn't care about her own future because she won't get out there and work hard for the American dream. That's basically what it read. The interesting thing about that is recent stat was done that shows the majority of the people who are in that 47% live in states that generally vote red. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean they all vote red, but the majority live in states that end up voting red for the president. So I guess maybe he thought he could say that and it didn't matter. Again, he didn't say it in public, but whatever, you know. But again, you're right about the independents. The independents aren't making their mind up now. They don't care. And if it doesn't directly affect them, and then I just had this conversation recently with someone in New York, there's no loud, moderate voice. Some of the independents are just moderate, and they're tired of the rhetoric. But there are some who really just don't know. They don't care. They're just repeating stuff that they heard on TV. They're repeating the commercials they heard. And whichever one makes them feel a certain way at the last minute, that's who they'll vote for. And that's the scary thought, that that block of people actually decides every election, mm-hmm. not the Republicans or the
well,
Democrats.
Well, listen, here's the bottom line, because we've got people. No, I get it. I get it. There's a lot of people uninformed, and that's why I'm going to ask you all some questions right now. So I'm going to start with you, Hunter. Why should the people not vote for Romney?
Why should they not vote for Romney? Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, let me just address this independent voter thing. There are people who are inclined to vote against Obama for the simple reason, and I'm calling it simple because I really do think it's people who are simple and don't have the people who are uninformed. The people
Listen,
who decide,
watch what you say, because simple can mean a lot of things out there,
well,
to the public.
I mean it exactly the way it sounds. I mean dumb okay. people. There okay. are dumb people.
Like clear
who, would vote against Obama because he simply hasn't been able, because they believe that the president has these miracle powers, that he can come into office and wave his magic wand, and he can not only cure 8 years of deficit spending, but he can also cure a culture that has been developing for 20 years of moving, outsourcing and moving jobs overseas, and he can do all that. He can somehow reverse that in a matter of 3.5 years, just in time to be reelected. But there are people out there, those simple people, who believe they'll vote against him because, well, he just had his chance and he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and therefore I'm going to give the other guy a chance. Because it's a very simple minded approach, that he didn't do what he said he was going to do. Even if you bother to read, you'll understand how it was impossible for him to do what he said he was going to do. People say what people want to hear when they want to be elected. But the point is that there are those people who will vote against Obama, not because they really disagree with his policies, or not because they think that Mitt Romney's got better ideas. They just kind of believe that, well, he had his chance and he didn't do it, therefore I vote against him. And that's why I think that these kind of revealing moments about who Romney really is, when you see these videos and what he really thinks about, matter for those dumb people. And I'm sure that I'm offending those dumb people. But what I think that those people, when they see that, they'll say to themselves, gee, you know, I saw last week when he was at the convention how he was telling us how we should all be working together for the common good, and how he promised to create jobs, and he promised that he was going to protect Medicare, and he was going to promise that he was going to do this and do that, and we were going to have this all Americans, boats rising, and all that bullshit. Anyway, the reality is that when you see that video, you realize that everything he said at that convention was a lie, that he doesn't care about people who are working for a living. He doesn't care about people who are teachers, who are teaching our children, and who are earning less money than the tax code requires them to pay income tax. People are paying what the law requires them to pay, just like he says he will. So my point is that the people who haven't decided yet, who might decide because of the way they feel at the moment, often can be persuaded when they realize that the person who they were considering voting for, let's say it was Mitt Romney because they want to vote against the president, they realize, my God, I really can't vote for that guy. His principles are completely not consistent with my own. So maybe I will just vote for Obama or not vote at all, which would be fine. I think if you're not going to vote for Obama, you may as well just stay home. Because if you're going to vote for Mitt Romney, I think it's a wasted vote.
All right, well, let's talk about this real quick, about wasting votes. I don't think any vote is wasted. You know, I think this country thrives on everyone voting. So, you know, that's where we'll go with that. But for several weeks, we've been asking we've been asking Mitt Romney to explain how he can cut taxes as promised without adding to the nation's debt, all right? So just a couple moments ago, you said he lied. Did he lie about this too, Felonious?
Well, it goes directly back to what he said about what Obama promised. And I've gone on record as saying, hey, the guy promised some stuff that it was impossible for him to do at the time he promised it. We all got swept up. That's what happened. However, I don't know that his intentions were necessarily not to do it. I don't think I've ever seen a Congress this particularly contentious ever in my life. That being said, what Mitt Romney is doing is the same thing. It's pure politics. The only difference is I really don't believe he has the intention of doing it. There's nothing in his record that says he's going to cut taxes or not cut taxes for the rich. He's going to cut taxes for the rich. He's going to not necessarily raise taxes for the middle class, but I don't see any relief for the middle class. The other thing is when you have a guy like Paul Ryan, who is a budget fiend, who's a guy who knows everything there is to know about the budget, and he's been muzzled and can't say specifics, and he knows specifics. Let's not fool ourselves into believing that he doesn't. When he says, oh, I know how government works, we're going to get in there, we're going to do it out in front, it's going to be transparent, and we're going to do something not like Obamacare, you're playing politics. The truth is, Paul Ryan knows exactly how he plans to do whatever he plans to do, whether it's actually cut taxes or raise this or get rid of Medicare. He knows specifics on which loopholes will be closed and which ones won't. And the reason that they're not telling us because they know if they say it out loud, it'll be outrage. It'll be outrage. They're not closing any loopholes. And let's not pretend that the really, really rich are the majority. They're not the majority. They're a very small minority of the country, and they can't carry the vote by just pandering to the rich. However, they can carry the more important way of voting, which is by money. And as long as they continue to kowtow to the rich, they'll keep the lead in money, and they'll be able to do more ads. They'll be able to do a little bit more as far as campaigning is concerned. He has no idea how he's going to do it, if he's going to even make an attempt to do it. And he's going to remind you, if he somehow becomes president, he's going to remind you, hey, Barack Obama wasn't able to do it in 3 years either.
Right.
And that's scary. That's terrifying to me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Arianna Huffington said something very funny. She said, is sleep deprivation the reason the Romney campaign is blowing it? Now, I think what the real reason is, I personally think that Mitt Romney is a double agent for Obama. What do you think, Hunter?
What do I think? To me, this election is amusing. I think Mitt Romney, he can't even seem to get out of his own way. He's a bumbler of the first degree. He reminds me, I expect that at the debates, they're going to introduce the candidates and going to walk out. Mitt Romney's going to come up the stairs like a Chevy Chase character and fall on his face and stand up with his hair all tousled. I mean, you can't buy enough ads. I don't care how much money Romney's folks or the Republican Party raises. You cannot run enough ads to get as much airtime as that video, that surreptitiously taken video, has gotten. That video has been shown over and over and over again on every single news show, on every single network, whether it's Fox News or any of the other ones, over and over again. More people have seen that than are certainly going to see any of these ads. And besides, the ads they run, by and large, most people don't quite understand them. When they start to get policy wonkish and talk about Medicare and when they talk about this money and that money and how many billions here and how many billions there, the average person, the ones who aren't already decided, just glaze over. They don't really get it. I think what it's going to come down to is if Mitt Romney continues to demonstrate debates, or if there's more of these kinds of leaked things that come up over the course of the next few weeks, that he really is the candidate for the uber rich. If that's what people really if that's the perception that people end up with, and that his policies about, you know, various social policies about abortion and what have you aren't reliable, that if you're like a dyed-in-the-wool Christian right winger and you really believe that abortion is wrong, you know, all you have to do is look at a video of Romney's positions over the course of the last 10 years, and he has been on every single side of that issue.
You know what? Before you say that, hey, Ronan, you know what? What is everyone listening to tonight? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We got Hunter Cross here. We got Felonious Monk here. We're talking about politics. I'm getting a little tired of it. I know you all are too. So let's just, Hunter, can you believe that Obama has about 29 million fans on Facebook and Mitt Romney has about 7.3 million?
Of course I believe it. I mean, I think that the demographics of who's on Facebook, I think, tilts it in favor of Obama. It's a younger crowd.
Well, of course. But what was funny, Felonious, what did you say before we started the show, is that Facebook people better not be voting.
Right.
Romney has no choice.
The other thing about that, of course, Facebook people are voting, then it's obviously a 4-to-1 ratio. But the other thing is, you got all these polls out, who's leading, it's close. And then I talk to people, and again, I don't have a cross-section, but then I don't think the polls do either. But the people I talk to, and maybe they're scared to say differently because I'm a black guy with a big beard, and they think I'll cut their head off if they say anything but Obama. But I'm not hearing as much of the support for Romney out and about as I see on TV. And again, you know, the liberal media slant is against it. But dude, I really don't know anyone. None of the women that I've spoken to are pleased. I mean, this is a guy who's basically said, "I really am concerned about your vagina. That's right. More important to me than anything else." And Roe versus Wade, we're talking 40 years of history. We're going to overturn that. We're talking Medicare. Listen.
We're going to talk all about it in a second, but I got to agree with you. I have a woman who just told me that the ads that she's watching are confusing and annoying. But back to what Hunter had to say was that over the years, Romney has said some crazy things. Now, we did some research today on the stupid shit that Romney says. It was video after video after video after video. We did a thing on the stupid shit that Obama says, and there really wasn't much. But what we're going to do for you, just so you could make up your own mind, people, is we're going to play for you right now, and it's about 5 minutes. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to...
Corporations are people, my friend.
I like being able to fire people who provide services to me.
I'm glad they're at Guantanamo. I don't want them on our soil. I want them in Guantanamo when they don't get the access to lawyers they get when they're on our soil. I don't want them in our prisons. I want them there. Some people have said we ought to close Guantanamo. My view is we ought to double Guantanamo.
When asked, "Do you follow NASCAR?" his response was this.
"Not as closely as some of the most ardent fans, but I have some great friends that are NASCAR team owners.
I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there.
I drive a Mustang and a Chevy pickup truck. Ann drives a couple of Cadillacs, actually."
Thank you, Governor Romney. That raises the question, if you were President of the United States, would you need to go to Congress to get authorization to take military action against Iran's nuclear facilities?
You sit down with your attorneys and tell you what you have to do, but obviously the President of the United States has to do what's in the best interest of the United States to protect us.
I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick, and you're simply wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business.
Massachusetts law prohibits carrying an animal on top of a car, even in a kennel, as cruel and inhuman. Do you really think you did nothing wrong?
I wasn't familiar with that in terms of Massachusetts law. Love my dog. We've had a lot of dogs over the years. Love them. Seamus, as his name is, climbed up there all by himself, enjoyed his ride. And whether you're in the back of a pickup truck or in the rooftop carrier, it was a good ride. And all I can tell you is I didn't know that there was any problem with that in terms of the law. And he was a good friend of the family. We love our pets.
Well, I think I should also tell my story. I'm also unemployed. I have muscular dystrophy. That's completely against my DNA.
I'm sorry to hear
my,
that.
My question for you is, will you arrest me and my doctors if I get medical marijuana
I'm not in favor of medical marijuana being
so
being
will
legal
you have
country.
Me arrested?
Hi. How are
Excuse
you?
Me.
I'm sorry.
Will you please
Thank
answer
you.
My
will
question?
Will you have... Wait, are you not going to answer his question, Governor?
I think I have. I'm not in
favor. No, he asked you if you were going to arrest... He asked if you were going to arrest patients like him, Governor.
So we went to the company and we said, look, you can't have any illegals working on our property. That's I'm running for office for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
I should love this state. This feels good being back in Michigan. You know, the trees are the right height.
The trees are the right height.
I know what it's like to worry whether you're going to get fired. There were a couple of times I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip.
Who let the dogs out?
I think people understand that I'm a man of steadiness.
But as a nation, we recognize the right of all people to believe as they want and not to impose our beliefs on other people.
There should be a national standard, and my own view is that marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. And my personal beliefs, like the personal beliefs of other people, should not be brought into a political campaign.
And that I am firmly pro-life.
But we will not force our beliefs on others on that matter.
Thank you.
And you will not see me wavering on that.
What I'd like to do is to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Many years ago, I changed from being pro-choice to pro-life. I'm pleased with having been a solid pro-life governor.
I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life. We hired a lawn company to mow our lawn. And they had illegal immigrants that were working there.
I'm not willing to sit back and say too bad for Michigan, too bad for the car industry.
That's exactly what I said. Let Detroit go bankrupt.
I'm trying to be as accurate as I can be. If you look at the literature or look at the dictionary, the term saw includes being aware of in the sense I've described. It's a figure of speech and very familiar, and it's very common. And I saw my dad march with Martin Luther King. I did not see it with my own eyes, but I saw him in the sense of being aware of his participation in that great effort.
What Rubio is being debated, I believe, later this week, that deals with banning or allowing employers to ban providing female contraception. Have you taken a position on that? He's said he was for that, and we'll talk about personhood in a second, but he's for that. Have you taken a position on that?
I'm not for the ban.
I didn't understand his question. Of course I support the Blunt Amendment. I thought he was talking about some state law that prevented people from getting contraception. I thought it was some Ohio legislation that where employers were prevented from providing contraceptives. And so I talked about contraceptives and so forth. So I really misunderstood the question.
I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer. And number two, I believe that humans contribute to that.
So the idea of America spending massive amounts, trillions of dollars to somehow stop global warming is not a great idea.
And so I think it's important for us to reduce our emissions of pollutants and greenhouse gases that may well be significant contributors to the climate change and the global warming that you're seeing.
Able to put in place a plan that helped get health insurance premiums down and gets all of our citizens insured. If we can do that nationally, we help not only Michigan and the auto industry, but the entire nation. And I said, no, this is something that was crafted for Massachusetts. It would be wrong to adopt this as a nation.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
It would be wrong. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Felonious Monk is here, so is Hunter Cross. What do you guys think? Hunter, you first.
Well, you know, I find that stuff is pretty funny, but to me, some of this stuff is taken out of context, and in fairness, I get it that it makes for a fun soundbite, but the most remarkable thing about Mitt Romney, I think that you can take from listening to things he said in the past and things he said today, is that he will basically say whatever is necessary to whatever group he happens to be talking to at any given moment. So you really don't know, or you really don't have a sense of what he really stands for. We do know that he wants desperately to be president of the United States. He desperately wants it. He's been running for years and years and years, and spent most of his time and effort over the course of the last 8 years running for president. So we know he wants to be president. So he'll say whatever is necessary to whatever group he's talking to try and convince them that he's on their side and believes what they want. And he somehow has forgotten that everyone has camcorders. reporters or that there's reporters there who are taking notes and writing down and filming him say this stuff. And then when they show it in these film clips on abortion where he's flip-flopped this way and that way, where he created a health care plan in Massachusetts that very much looks like what the president's health care plan looked like, he tries desperately to run from what he says and just makes him look absurd.
Well, you know, Filonius, I said this today. You know, I would love to know, what if Romney had a daughter, right? And what if his daughter was raped by a black guy? What do you think he would say?
Honey, some great people are the result of rape pregnancy.
Thank you.
Wait, no. Wait a minute. Are we? Did the black guy rape her, or was it a legitimate rape or an illegitimate rape? That is important to distinguish between
raped
two
her.
Types of rape.
He raped her.
Oh, okay.
He
a legitimate rape. Okay, I got it. Yeah. All right. What the hell is an illegitimate rape?
And he was Muslim.
That's even better. Yeah, definitely have that baby, because that's going to be the savior of the world. Have it in Indonesia, fake the and birth certificate, bring him to the United States, and we'll make him the president. And that's the plan?
But, you know, what's interesting is that 17% of Americans still think Obama's Muslim.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Filonius?
The number is even higher in the conservative party or the conservative circles. I mean, the 17% have forgotten about Reverend Wright and all of the chaos that caused during the Obama campaign originally.
The whole chicken thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've forgotten about that. They've ignored the fact that this was a guy who, you know, I don't know how Obama has lived so much of his life in the public eye, and something like that can continue to get passed along. This is a guy who either is the greatest actor in the history of the world, who has pretended to be a Christian, pretended to be a citizen, pretended to be all of these things. And the country is obviously broken down because our immigration laws didn't catch any of this over the years, through him getting into Harvard. And none of this has been caught. And just the fact that we do that, when Hunter says that people need to know basic things in order to even vote, it just kind of leads you to that same. I'm almost an elitist with that. Like, dude, if you really believe that, you shouldn't even be allowed to vote. You know, and the fact that there are people that.
I wish no one gave a damn whether that you were a Muslim,
right,
or a, you know, that you prayed to your dog. I really don't wish that people didn't give a shit, because it doesn't make any difference to me as long as your policies are not being led by your religious beliefs.
Religious.
To me, the people who consider themselves, say, what's the word most people use, the spiritual. You know, that they believe that there's somehow a greater power out there that drives the universe. I can accept that people want to believe that, but what upsets me is when people start to pin you down on exactly what you believe, because we know that nobody who follows the Quran, no one that follows the Bible, nobody really leads their life by the word, every word of either of those two documents. They're all
there. Our founding fathers did.
Pardon me?
Our founding fathers definitely did. This country was founded on that, Hunter.
Yeah, right. Of course they were.
Well, you know what this kind of reminds me? You know, I kind of miss this guy so much. Hit it, Ronan.
I'm ready for the gotcha questions. And they are already starting to come. And when they ask me who's the president of you, Becky, stand, you know, I don't know.
Do you know? What's the question? This is like Mitt. This is the black Mitt Romney.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun at these debates. I have a feeling that, you know, Obama's gonna be standing there, you know, almost like with a cigarette, just kind of like cool, waiting for the question, squinting his eyes, while Mitt Romney's gonna stand there like a deer in headlights. He cannot answer the most basic questions that, you know, these guys are gonna fire at him. They're gonna ask him, what tax loopholes are you going to cut so that you can achieve this balanced budget and budget cuts and maintain Medicare and maintain all these programs you're promising to maintain? They just did the math at the at this Brookings Institution, where they basically have said that his math is impossible, that you can't do what he wants to do unless you eliminate all of the things like the mortgage interest deduction. Personally, I think they should, because for the most part, the majority of the people in this country can't afford to own their own home anymore. And so these mortgage interest deduction really it benefits wealthier people. But I get it that there's a core of middle class people who Mitt Romney would alienate if he made publicly known that in order to achieve his tax policy that he's going to do away with that deduction and any number of other deductions that people like. He can't say those things publicly. So if these debates, if they're asking these pointed questions and he can't come up with a real answer on how can you make this math work without cutting any of these deductions, he's going to look like an idiot. He's so afraid to say. And by the way, I would be willing to consider, I know that people won't believe this, but I would be willing to consider a Republican candidate or an independent candidate or an other than Obama candidate if there was one that I thought was true to his convictions and that actually had a plan that he had the balls to
Hunter.
Go on the air
Hunter.
And say what he really would do.
Hunter, I bet you $10,000 you won't.
I'm not a betting man. Rick Perry wants it.
It is.
But listen, you know, you guys all know the Gregory brothers. They, you know, they did Our Boy Antoine Dotson, Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wives. P.S. He's got a new reality show coming out, so stay tuned to that. But they did, it's called The Political Video Game. It was in New York Times. You all got to go online and watch it because it's the funniest song ever. And basically, you have politicians, you have Barack Obama, you have Mitt Romney saying the shit that you want to hear them say. You've got right. Michelle saying the shit that you want her to say, and then of course you have Mrs. Romney saying the shit that you want her to say. So we're going to play that for you. We're going to get your thoughts after, then we're going to wrap it up. Speaking of wrapping it up, if you don't want any legitimate children and you're considering rape, wrap it up. Let's play the Gregory Brothers Political Video Game.
Works without compromise. Our destinies are bound together.
I'm asking you to join me to walk together.
Our path is harder, but it leads to a better place.
Where no senior fears for the security of their retirement.
They should retire with the care that they have earned.
Medicare, reduced pain and the cost of health care.
We got married and moved into a basement apartment. Its proudest possession was a coffee table he found in a dumpster. Our desk was a door propped up on some horses. Tuna fish. His only pair of decent shoes was a half-size too small. Our dining room table was a fold-down ironing board in the kitchen. His car was so rusted out, I could see the pavement.
I will work to restore that America.
To restore the values that built the middle class.
I will not raise taxes on the middle class.
I'll cut taxes for those who need it. Small businesses.
America's engine of job growth.
The greatest engine of growth the world's ever known.
The richest country in the history of the world.
I mean, it's all a game, isn't it, Felonious?
It's all a game. It's a garbage game, and it's entertaining. And you know, there are times where you wake up and you go, is this any more realistic than reality TV? Is it scripted? I mean, you know, Romney really is a character. When you put on, you know, brown face and go on Spanish TV, whether it was accidental or not, his ears were white. I mean, it was obviously a makeup job. There are just so many bumbles, so many mistakes.
No, it's true. And speaking of, you know, that whole Univision thing, you know, they had to bust people in because they couldn't find an audience. But that's going to be a whole other show.
Same thing with the NAACP busting black people to cheer when you could hear the majority of the crowd was booing. It's been a horribly run. Whoever ran his campaign and whoever his PR people are should never get a job.
No, I'm telling you, he is a double agent for Obama. No one believes me. But, you know, I want to know, Obama's laying low. He's smart. Where's Donald Trump in all of this, Hunter?
Donald Trump, well, he's too busy coaching the Kardashians on who they should vote for, from what I understand.
We'll leave it at that because I'm doing a big event with him coming up March 16th for Unicorn Children's Foundation. We're building a school for autistic kids, so I'll give him props in that.
You know what? Listen, Donald Trump, I don't have a problem with Donald Trump and his point of view. Donald Trump is among those in America who has certainly achieved. I don't think it's hard to argue that he hasn't achieved. So if he wants to vote for a guy who promises to protect his money and won't tax him and won't spend his money on poor people, then that's Donald Trump's right. Donald Trump can vote for whomever he wishes, and all of those rich people, there's a very small percentage of those people who are like him. They can all vote for Mitt Romney if they want to. But that's not going to make much difference.
Well, you know what's going to make a difference is having shows like this. We're going to inform the people. We'll do some more of these political shows because, you know, it's that time of year. It's literally like two months away. Not even. It's a month and 2 weeks. No, a month and 3 weeks. So we're going to have to do more of this. We got to educate the masses out there. I think they're pretty much educated enough. I don't know, was that a fair statement, Felonious?
I think it's fair. I think whoever wants to know already knows.
Yeah, I think that's where we stand.
If you don't know at this point, don't care.
If you don't know, now you know, right?
But don't know, now you know.
Now, what I want to know is, Ron Paul, do you listen to Max and Friends?
I do.
That's all I care about. Ron Paul, do you think this country's fucked up?
I do.
Ron Paul, do you think that Mitt Romney's an asshole?
I do.
Ron Paul, do you know how to say anything besides I do?
I do.
I can have fun with this soundboard all day. And Ron Paul. Ron Paul, do you like Felonious Monk's videos?
I do.
Yeah.
I believe that, too.
Right? Believe that. Right. Hey, Felonious Monk, what's up with you? Where are you golf to next?
Wednesday night, I'm at Cozzy's in Newport News, Virginia. I'm performing, headlining there, and on October 28th, I'll be back at Gotham Comedy Club, headlining at the world-famous Gotham Comedy Club, telling jokes.
And in New York.
Me, you know, who are you to Google Stop It, you'll probably see me cussing a lot. I don't cuss when I do my stand-up, but
all right.
Definitely cuss on YouTube.
Hey, Ron Paul, you going to go to Gotham City to see our buddy Felonious Monk?
I do.
You're supposed to say I will.
He's working on that. He just finished biking 10 miles, so he's tired.
But you know what I want to know, actually, on a serious note, Hunter, where are all the other political candidates, the ones that didn't win?
Well, they're just lying low because they want to disassociate. I can't speak now. They want to disassociate themselves from this particular Republican campaign. It's such a horribly run campaign that I think that for the most part they just want to lie low. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want to have anything to do with him.
Where's Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah,
lying low.
She's lying low. That's right. Oh, that's a cheap shot for Monica.
No, listen.
You know, you didn't see Bush during the Republican National Convention at all. It's very interesting that you had a president for 8 years that the Republicans have completely separated themselves from. And I think it's telling two things. It's telling one that Mitt Romney lost the nomination in 2008, and he's their best bet this year. I think that says a whole lot.
The Democrats did the same thing. They did when Al Gore at Al Gore's convention. The Bill Clinton was the ugly sister. They made believe that Al Gore had nothing to do with Bill Clinton because there was when the president leaves. Pardon me.
And that's probably why they lost.
Well, I mean, there's any number of reasons why it lost. We're here in Florida take a lot of responsibility for Bush's being elected, unfortunately.
Listen, what I know is that I think that Ron Paul is going to agree. Ron Paul, do we have to wrap this show up? Do you agree with me?
I do.
All right. So on that note, we got to wrap it up. I got to say thank you to Ronan for always taking control of the thing. Hey, my 718 caller, what happened to you? We lost you. Call us back next time. 323-203-0815 is the number here at the studio. It will always be. We're going to be here every Sunday night doing Max and Friends like I've been doing for the last 5 years. We're in my 10th season. So I got to say I love you all, my listeners. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So thank you all. I got to thank Hunter Cross for being here tonight and holding down the fort for our political discussion, as well as my boy Stop It B, the one and only Felonious Monk. Catch him, everyone, online. Go to Twitter, go to Facebook, follow him there, and go to Gotham City, New York. The 26th, was it, or the 28th?
28th. Sunday the 28th.
28th. So, all right, the 28th at Gotham City in New York. We got to wrap this show up. Ron Paul, I got to thank you for being here. Did you have a good time tonight on the show?
I do.
You do. That's all he knows what to say.
I think he wants to marry you. I think he wants to marry you, perhaps.
I do.
See? I knew it. Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap this show up.
Thank you, opportunity.
I'm going
to
wrap this show up. Thank you, opportunity, and have a wonderful night. Take life to the max. Ron Paul, do you want to marry Mitt Romney? I do.
I do.
Good night.